This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters.
What up, putties?
It's official. My ticket pre-sale is happening this week for my tour. I'm already sick of talking about myself. It's happening. The Evil Queen tour has been announced. I'm doing a national big theatre tour next year, and I'd love you guys to come along. All the info, you can go to mrussiano.com.au. It's all there, my Facebook page. But, yeah, please come. It's going to be something.
It's going to be a thing that gets done, and you'll be in the audience.
Yeah, it's fun. The stand-up shows, it's a concert. Super Mario. Mario's pulled his dick out.
Yeah, he got a little pain.
Robots are taking over. Usher's got herpes.
Yeah,
Axel Whitehead was in. That's not related to the two. And we kind of debate if whether or not you guys think Sophie and Stu from The Bachelorette are really together.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. Interesting. You don't care.
Well, I like Sophie. I think she's a lovely person.
Ace. I like Sophie
too. I don't
know
the other guy and I don't really care about their relationship.
Okay. And on that note, potties, see you soon.
It's the radio shows that always nails the client's credit.
Hey, do you want to win a show to stream?
I don't mind if I do, because at home I've got myself a soda stream, but I don't have a show to stream. And I'd like one. It'd go well with my soda stream.
It's the lesser version. Yeah. It doesn't actually lightly fizz it. It just stirs it for you.
Luckily, this pair of wordsmiths rarely make a mistake.
Atherosclerosis. And I don't even know what that is.
Or how to say it.
I reckon I got pretty close. Atherosclerosis.
Well, let's workshop this live.
Atherosclerosis.
Perfect. Nailed it.
And no matter what comes out their mouths, they're always focused.
What just happened?
I don't know.
What just happened? Mavis Breen, we need to have a little chat.
My brain's weird.
I love surprise, surprise facts.
This is the Em Rusciano Radio
Show with Harley Breen. Hey, bitches, welcome to your Monday morning coming in dry.
Hello, I can't see you, mate, but I can hear you.
Still in Brisbane. And
yes, I am.
Normally you have a webcam, but we have nothing.
No, well, 2 minutes ago we couldn't even hear each other.
I was going solo. There was all sorts of conversations. So I was like, Em, are you happy to do Super Mario's penis free?
What?
By yourself?
Are you happy to do Super Mario's penis? What happened?
By yourself. That's the topic we're talking about today.
Okay.
Of course we are. Yep.
That's on brand.
Yeah. Hashtag. massive times coming your way over the next 3 hours. We have so much to talk about. Australian Idol's. This is an unfortunate segue. Axel Whitehead is joining us in studio. He's got a new TV show called The Wall, which is apparently amazing. We've got Alpha Bucks. And right now, before we head into the first song, do you know what a group of hyenas is called?
Oh, this is exciting. No, a cackle.
Close. Yes, a cackle.
Is it?
Yes. Do you know what a group of rhinos is called?
Oh, I'm sure I've heard that one, but it's not going to come in my brain. It's too early. What is it?
A crash.
Oh, nice. That
makes sense.
And finally, a group of caterpillars. Do you know what they're called?
No.
An army.
An army?
I mean, if you want to send out someone to war, send a bunch of Spitfires in. Well, I promised Super Mario's penis, so I'm going to deliver it.
You're going to deliver his penis?
Yeah.
This is odd, by the way. We can't see each other.
I can't see you, and it's strange. Because Harley's in Brisbane, and I'm in Sydney, and there's normally a television screen so that I can see him, but today there is not.
Yeah.
A picture of Super Mario's penis is currently going viral. Wow. So straight away, I'm in. Right, straight away.
All I take from that is Mario's penis is viral.
After it was discovered in an old Japanese comic book published in the 1980s. Of course it was the 1980s. Now, I forgot that Mario was a plumber. Do you remember that you never see? He's a turd herder, as you would call him.
Yeah, he's a turd herder because he goes down the pipes.
The turd herder brothers isn't quite as catchy as the Super Mario brothers, though, is it? The world famous plumbers Unmentionables. All right, mate, who wrote this article? We're exposed in an official comic called Super Mario. And basically, it's focused on his adventures in the Mushroom Kingdom. Now, what happens is he gets bitten by a little fish and it pops out.
Right.
His little peen. And
got bitten by the fish.
Well, he got bitten by a fish on his peen, and so he rips his overalls off. He just rips them off and starts dancing around with his full frontal of said peen on display, just jiggling for all to see. There's a very surprised caterpillar there holding a love heart with an arrow. Not only is his peen out, there's a bug was looking surprised, and there's an arrow coming from the bug's eye pointing to Super Mario's peen. So that it's really bizarre.
A lot to unpack with everything you said.
Then his lover, Princess Peach, is shown sitting in some kind of strange chair looking really shocked, but also slightly disappointed.
Wait up. That's a revelation to me. Princess Peach is Mario's lover.
Yeah, 100%.
I didn't know that.
She's really hard. Like, she's been breaking his heart, running away, getting stolen. Oh, yeah, Princess Peach and Mario are totally on. They've always been on.
Maybe she's not consenting. This is the problem. That just because you save a woman doesn't mean she has to sleep with you, Mario.
Well, I saw that. Well, I know, like I said, she saw the size of what was in the dungarees and thought, well, what the hell have I been doing this time? I'll put the pictures up on our Instagram. I'm so proud we opened Monday morning with Super Mario's dick. That's amazing. Right now, we want to, on 131060, rate your weekend.
Oh, yes.
We want you to call in and just tell Harley and I how your weekend was. And we'll rate it and give you a prize.
Oh, we're going to rate it.
Yeah, we rate their weekend.
Yeah, I thought they were just ringing up and giving us their rating for their own weekend. give it an 8.
Remember we did this last Monday? Do you remember?
No. Last Monday?
Yeah, we did this last Monday. This is an idea that Max came up with in the No Ideas Too Stupid meeting, in the NITS meeting.
Oh, the NITS meeting.
The NITS meeting our producers have each week. And so 131060, just tell us what you did on the weekend and we'll tell you if we think it was good or not, basically.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, my weekend was ridiculous. Friday night was the film festival that my daughter's school puts on and a Marcellus film was entered in.
Oh, yes.
And it was an hour and a half of roughly 30 short films.
Yes. That's how I like to access films now. Your eyes don't look like that's how you want to access films. Too much? Too many films?
30 student-made short films.
I'd imagine
some of them were very, very good.
Yes,
some of them looked like Steven Spielberg had a hand and they were stunning. One of them was shot like around where I live, but it was actually made to look like ye olde Russia.
And they had women
standing on a hill in black and white with the sun coming over them, slow-mo, and then they had old men passed out from too much whiskey, and it was shot by this seven-year-old kid, and it ended up winning. It was incredible.
Yeah, I can imagine the type of kid that would film that, but let's talk about the crap ones.
So much black eyeliner. And then there were some where...
Yes.
Where it was... Yeah.
Yep.
And so my daughter's one was great. It got lots of votes. Hers was called Moonwork, and it was the story of a couple that they like each other at work, and then the guy calls her over, and you think they're going off to do roots in the supply cupboard, but really they're going off to learn a Michael Jackson dance to Billie Jean. It's very cute. So we did that, and then Saturday morning we had circus, and then Saturday afternoon we had netball, and then Saturday night there was two parties, and then Sunday morning we had, what do you have, Odie? We had play rehearsal, and then we had another party, and we had netball again.
Oh, that's flat out.
How was yours?
I went to the farm.
Yeah, it was the farm.
That's it.
How was Randall's 40th? Was it good?
It was good. I'm going to tell you all about it later on, but yes,
Good hook.
Good hook. Jeez, people in Sydney are hanging on now, aren't they? How was your brother's party? I've never met him, don't know who you're talking about.
That's not true.
We set a pig on fire.
It was a dead one, everyone.
It was a dead one.
Hey, Francis. Yeah, we Francesca. Hey, Francesca.
Francesca.
Hello. Allora. what'd you do on the weekend, Francesca?
It was my 25th birthday, and me and a group of 10 mates had some awesome accommodation at the Hunter Valley.
Ooh.
With wine, vodka, spa bar, saunas, drinking games, the whole lot.
Okay, that sounds hectic. Saunas, vodka.
Sauna, yeah.
Spa.
Two-person, very intimate sauna. Things got heated.
How many of you went away?
Ten. Group of ten.
Ten.
In a two-person sauna.
Okay.
Okay. A five-bedroom house, two-bedroom sauna.
Right.
Oh, sure.
You also shouldn't drink and go in the spa or the sauna.
No. Did you? When were all your keys popped?
I'm 25. I'll break the rules if I want,
Harley. Okay, Francesca, were all your keys in a bowl upon arrival? Because that's the kind of weekend it sounds like.
We'll leave that to the 50th birthday.
Oh, well, I'll give that four shots of vodka out of five, Harley.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Nikki in Glenbrook.
Hello.
What'd you do?
I went to Fearophobia on Saturday night at Hawkesbury.
Oh, the showground, yes.
Yeah, the showground. That was so cool. Very scary, but yeah, very cool. Mm. And I'm actually a mortician, so I then dressed some dead people, as you do.
Wait, what? Not in Halloween costume?
No, in their regular clothes.
So you're you're a mortician for a job?
Yeah.
So you... Oh, my God. Can we spend the whole show talking to Nikki?
Yes.
Do you ever get strange requests from families on how they want their loved one to look?
Oh, absolutely.
What's the strangest one you've had?
I had a lady who was dressed quite, should we say, inappropriately. She had, like a G-string on and, short kind of, like, black dress. And...
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki, I've got a question for you. Sometimes when you're dressing, and this is with great respect to everybody's deceased loved ones, but sometimes when you're dressing these bodies, do they do farts?
they seep, shall we say.
Wow. Nikki, you have a great sense of humour, which I imagine...
Well, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
You've definitely got it. Especially when, kind of got lip juice and stuff on you. It's not, it's not the best.
Oh, hectic. So you spent the weekend going to a party and dressing dead people. So that is five corpses out of five. Well done.
Thank you so much. Musical corpses, we call it.
Oh, God, of course there's a whole secret mortician private joke language that we don't know about. Imagine. Okay, let's give Francesca and Nikki prizes. They were excellent weekends. Thank you so much. We're just saying, this week my tour is announced, my book's coming out, and I've also written and released a song for marriage equality. And I'm just saying, I for some reason just feel the need to vomit everything out in November. I did the same thing last year. Just pace yourself, idiot.
November's a good month for it.
Yeah, why?
Well, because people are leading up into Christmas. Yeah, they're in a party vibe. They're in the year's ending. They're feeling great. There's new things out. Em's got everything and they buy it all.
I love it. You should see the little Harley dance was doing. Oh, this is the Mondayest Monday of all time.
All Mondays.
I cannot even begin to tell you.
Yeah,
you go.
Queensland's earlier than Sydney for some stupid reason. So not only is it the Mondayest Monday ever, but I'm an hour early on this bloody Monday.
When are you coming back today?
Today.
Mm. Well, over the weekend, my daughter Odette had to attend two Halloween parties.
Two? That's excessive.
One on Saturday night and one on Sunday night. Now, one on Saturday night started at 6 and the end date on the invitation was midnight.
What?
Whoa.
It's a long party. I know.
It's a long party.
We didn't stay till midnight.
For 10-year-olds?
It was multi-aged.
Okay,
It was for adults, for 14-year-olds and for 10-year-olds. So they all combined to have one big Halloween party. Right. So I can't help Odette with maths, but what I can do is costuming.
Oh, you can
and
costume.
I can costume. And I take it very seriously. And also, because I now have a full body painting kit that I ordered, because I'm now a body painter,
I love that.
We sat down and Odie, come in the studio so we can talk. Odie's here today because she has state championships athletics. She's joined me. She's come on. Odie, we're live, doll. Come in.
In your own time, champ.
Come in.
Take your time, Odie.
G'day, mate. There you go. Say hello to Harley.
Hello.
Pop your headphones on. Gorgeous. Now, let's talk about the first costume that we made. Who did you go as?
Zombie Hermione.
Why are your teeth blue right now? Have you been eating Smarties?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even 7 o'clock. Why are you eating Smarties? You've got state championship athletics.
Fine.
It's not fine, mate.
It's slow burn energy. It's good for you. All the best athletes eat Smarties before they do it.
Now, your dad said to me that I got a little bit... Can you not say that to my child, please?
Eat more sugar. It's great.
Dad said to me he felt I was getting a little bit full on when I was doing your makeup. Do you feel that I was being a little bit too serious?
Well, you can get a little bit controlling sometimes.
I beg your pardon? What do you mean controlling?
Like, when I move, yell.
When I move, you yell.
I was trying to paint a very delicate, like, veins on your face and you kept flicking your head around like a seal looking for fish. How do you want me to paint the veins? Don't you want it to look amazing?
Yeah.
Do you feel I took it too far?
No.
But were you not best costumed there at the party?
I don't know.
She was.
It's going to be the title of her autobiography when she's in her 30s.
What?
When I move, you yell. The Odette story.
But what about when we did the gold skater fairy? I was good there and I didn't yell at you. Yeah,
you
she
did,
went.
On my spider, you did 10 legs.
You're right. You can't help her with maths.
I did paint a spider on your head, and what was wrong with it?
Had 10 legs.
What's wrong with 10 legs? I did my best, Odie. I'm a busy working mum, okay?
You're going above and beyond. You've got two extra legs. You should be think yourself lucky, Odette.
So she went as a gold skater witch and, and that was good, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good fun time?
Yeah.
Were your costumes not the strongest, though? Do you feel like I did a really good job?
Yeah.
Thank you. But the most exciting thing was, Harley, I went to last night, I sat with mums and had a wine.
Oh,
I sat
yes.
with mums. I've never done that. I always drop off and run. I don't ever stay.
I sit with mums all the time.
Do you sit with mums at parties?
Mate, I'm a busy working mum and we just got to compare notes. We talk about our days.
Do you? How your pelvic floors are. But I did. I'm like, I walked in and they're like, oh, would you like a wine? I'm like, oh. And normally I'd say no and leave. But poor Odie, so Odie's like looking at me like, yeah, I'll have a wine. I stayed for the whole party. It was amazing.
Did you?
Were you okay with me staying for the whole party?
Yeah,
she doesn't mind. But I tell you, having a wine with mums on a Sunday night before school has to go back. It's a glorious, it's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
It's a thing a lot of people do.
It's why I'm a bit rusty this morning, to be honest.
Oh, had a few too many wines.
I did.
Yeah, good on you.
When the mums get on a Sunday night, we're just at a Halloween party and our kids are fine and the husbands are driving. God.
Was it a Cardonnay or a Pinot Gris?
Oh, Pinot Gris, please, as if it wasn't. As if mummy's drinking a Cardonnay. Pinot Gris was wad. If I could have got a rosé or I would have loved a rosé, to be honest, but there wasn't any there. Yeah. God, I would have loved a rosé.
Just drop a little
rose.
Bit of red cordial and a white wine.
It's,
and it's like a rose.
It's a rose. Anyway,
talk break.
Thank you. So that was the talk break about costuming that went home. I'm so tired. Just sometimes, I know I'm supposed to be on.
Odie, if you work very hard, you too could have a job like mummy.
Yeah.
She got to sleep.
Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to contribute to? He's been a terrible co-host, I'm just going to tell you right now. Pardon what?
What?
Get out.
from Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Today, the prize.
Yes. What's the prize? What is it? The Soda Stream, tickets to the Foo Fighters, some stuff from the cupboard.
No.
No.
Today's prize. Almost. Today's prize.
Yes.
Okay. So we're announcing it later, but Sydney, I am playing the Opera House. I am playing the concert hall in the Opera House.
Yes, you are.
Very exciting. It's
the
been
big
a
room.
Long. Yeah, the big room. It's been a long time career goal for me to do a solo show there. Right. So the prize today for What's It Superior is M. Russiano, the Evil Queen Tour, Sydney Opera House, Thursday, April 12th. Tickets on sale 6th of November from sydneyoperahouse.com, or you could win the first two. It'd just be me and you in the Opera House at the moment. We want to know what's the superior animal noise you can make.
So if you really want these tickets and you can't make an animal noise, you better dig deep and try hard.
Obviously, I'm concerned that no one's going to call because no one wants tickets, and it is just going to be
You did pick a hard pun. You did pick a one.
I feel like animal noise is easy.
Is it?
You can literally ring and make any animal noise, and if it's good, you'll get tickets to my to my show. Okay, what's... Is that a magpie?
Sure.
Okay, what is it? Look, not one person is calling. Oh, good. The tour's going to go well. No calls.
Do you know how I whistle on radio?
How?
I whistle in, not out. So then you're not blowing on the microphone.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a whole week of training at afters for that particular technique.
My superior animal noise is I can do kittens.
Oh, yeah. Let's have it. These kittens had some white wines last night.
Shut up. Here we go. Here we go. Ahem.
Dear Lord.
My daughter is in this morning just watching
your
me like,
watching
that's what you.
You
do for a job. you mew like a kitten.
This is how mummy buys all the things.
Oh, thank God there's a full board of calls. Okay, what about this one? We've done this one before. I'm well known for it.
It's a flying dolphin.
What's happened to us?
I'm well known for it.
But you're well, and Rossiano, I'm well known for this.
I walk into parties and they're like, do the kookaburra straight away,
yeah,
mate. It's like, I'm just putting it. It is a kookaburra dolphin.
It's
okay?
A kookaburra dolphin.
It is a rare breed of animal. We're a dophin and kookaburra.
It's on the Australian coat of arms.
100%.
Very Aussie.
Kookaburra dolphin. I love a kookaburra dolphin. It does sound a little unfortunate, like a Japanese delicacy.
A dolphin burra. It's a dolphin burra.
Dolphin burra sounds less offensive than kookaburra dolphin.
Yeah.
13 10 60. If you would like two tickets to see my stand-up show next year, Evil Queen Tour at the Sydney Opera House, what's the best animal noise you can make? It's got to be better than Anna Harley and mine's.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
That's M. Russiano singing into a show called the M. Russiano Radio Show with Harley Breen, giving away tickets to the M. Russiano Tour.
You got a book and a single out, mate?
Yep. Today, a song has snuck its way onto iTunes that I wasn't supposed to talk about till next week. My book is officially hitting the shelves and my national tour has just been announced by Frontier Touring just then, actually. I am taking the show on the road next year, Evil Queen, and playing the Opera House Thursday the 12th. You can get tickets at sydneyoperahouse.com, but we're giving away two now to the best What's the Superior Animal Noise You Can Make. Do you have any more?
Nah.
Nah.
It's just the whistle. I am the Mariah Carey of animal noses.
I have a combination between a dolphin and a kookaburra. Thank you. Mazzy. Hey, Mazzy.
Good morning, Em and Harley.
Why are you laughing, Mazzy? What are you laughing at?
Oh, because it's just fun. I'm doing it for fun. It's been a happy Monday.
Okay. All right. What's the superior animal noise you can make?
I'm going to do a dog. I normally do the cat because I'm house sitting a baby cat at the moment.
Oh, you're going to do a kitten as well. I can do kittens as well, as you heard. Okay, what are you going to do first?
I'm going to do on my Facebook page, on the video, I did a hi, little Mazzy. Meow.
What just happened?
Mazzy, that's flat out. What?
But the dog is... Arf, 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 arf.
That's so bad.
Say arf,
Mazzy,
arf.
I love you, but arf, arf.
You're great, Mazzy, but
just
you're
saying arf,
it,
arf.
Mazzy's arf,
just...
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf. She's just come off Night Shift to Coles. We have to excuse her, to be fair. Sandra and Penrith, hello.
Oh, hi.
What animal noise can you make?
Well, I can make a horse and I can also make a horny stallion.
A horny stallion?
Yeah.
I love the way you speak. What's your accent?
It's Polish. I'm from Poland.
I love it. A horny stallion. Okay, great.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Let's give it a go, right?
Yep.
Wow.
That's
really...
Very
worked out.
And I just remember I can also make a donkey.
Great, do
I
it.
I don't know what my thing for the horse tomorrow, but there's a donkey.
That's flat out.
Are you related to Michael Winslow?
That was very good. And I love that it was good. Specifically a horny stallion. That
Get
was my favourite part.
Horny stallion.
Tim in Kellyville, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's a superior animal noise you can make?
Cockatoo.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yes.
It's very
that is
good,
a cockatoo.
Tim.
They're
it's
an
a
annoying
good one.
Noise.
Oh. Patrick and Epping, hello. This is amazing.
Good morning.
You can make the sound of what?
A giant tortoise.
I didn't even know they made a sound.
Okay, go.
When they're having sex, yes.
Fantastic. I'm glad that you know this information. I'm not going to ask how, but I'm glad you've stored it. Okay.
You can hear them from 1 kilometre away.
It's not too dissimilar to what I sound, to be honest with you. I think a lot of men.
Oh, let's give the tickets to Sandra, though, the horny stallion. Hey,
horny
Sandra.
Hi.
You're coming along to see...
Oh, my God. I want it.
Yeah, you're coming to see me in concert. I'm sorry. That's the price.
Awesome. No, I want it. I love your voice. I would love to see you. Oh, my God. That's so great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you to everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Marissa in Cronulla. Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
We're good. What are you doing? Where are you going?
Just driving home. I work as a night nanny, so I'm just on my way home.
A night nanny?
Oh, night nanny. What's a night nanny? You just stay with them overnight because their parents are shift workers.
I just sleep.
I was going to say, you get paid to sleep, mate, just so you know.
Yeah. I know. Trust me, I know how good I've got it.
So good.
Wow. Okay, great. I didn't even know that was an option. Oh, my God. I'm just rethinking all my career choices right now.
I'm going to be a night nanny.
I'm going to be a night nanny. I want to get paid
to sleep.
Yeah,
that's what everyone says I tell.
God. All right, Marissa. Well, your letter today is the letter B.
Okay, B for Ben.
B for, yep, yep. B for, okay. Let me just check that's not an answer. Ben. Yep, Ben's good. All right, here we go. You get 30 seconds. Your time will start at the end of my first question. For every correct answer, you get $100. You get all 10, you get 10,000. I must take your first answer.
Okay.
Here we go. Marissa, the night nanny, slackest person on the universe from Cronulla. Name an instrument.
Pass.
A sport.
Basketball.
A type of cheese.
Brie.
A Disney character.
Pass.
An Australian clothing brand.
Bras and things.
A muscle of the body.
Pass.
Something you find in a first aid kit.
Band-aid.
A South American country.
Brazil.
A bird. One, two, three, four, five. I've got five. Yep, 500.
Is Brazil a South American country?
Yes, mate. Yes. $500.
That was the biggest guess. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
No worries. That's just a night's work for you, doll. You've done really well.
I haven't been on the other side of that for a very long time. I've been doing the questions for quite a while, and I'm astounded at how quick that goes. When I'm reading it, it doesn't seem as quick, but, geez, that's quick.
So quick it is. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. We'll be doing it again at 8 o'clock if you missed out then.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
Okay, well, the end of the world is close by.
Why?
Well, I can tell you, you know how I'm obsessed with robots?
No, you're not. You hardly ever talk about them.
Oh, I talk about robots all the time. I love them. I don't know. I think it goes back to my obsession with the Terminator series because I was so thoroughly in love with Edward Furlong from Terminator 2. Oh. And I like even got my hair cut like him, and I wanted to have Sarah Connor's biceps and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The whole Terminator 2 came at a pivotal time for me. I was 13, and I remember sitting watching it going, this is a documentary. Like, just as, what's the one? Armageddon
is a documentary for you.
It is. Of course.
And when the world is going to really end, Bruce Willis will save us.
And for me, Terminator 2 is a documentary. You know, and any time I drive over a bridge and I see like an aqueduct or anything, I always think of them on their bike, you know, zooming. Anyway. It's got nothing to do with
anything. It was a great payout of how people ride motorbikes.
Zooming. Again, I look like the BBC kids BBC walking girl. In.
It's your act out for everything.
Pretty much. Elaine dancing / BBC kids interrupting their father. A humanoid robot, Sophia, has spoken during an investment initiative. Now, she got up and did a live interview. So she is an AI, artificial intelligence, and she looks human. She's a little creepy, but the way she seemed kind of self-aware and sentient was really disturbing. So let's have a listen to Sophia, and I think she's being introduced.
My name is Sophia, and I am the latest and greatest robot from Hanson Robotics. Thank you for having me here.
Now, someone asked her, are you conscious and self-aware? And for me, as a robot-loving nerd, her answer to this was very important.
Can you solve this puzzle for us? Can robots be self-aware, conscious, and know they're robots?
Well, let me ask you this back. How do you know you are human?
Skynet! And so
what's that film with Robin Williams where he's a robot and then he becomes human and then...
Oh, that makes me sad. Yeah, and then what is the movie where he's a butler? He's a robot butler.
Yeah.
And then he comes to life, remember?
I don't remember.
Really, he becomes a real human.
Yes.
And then he gets the right to
Bicentennial Man.
Yep. Bicentennial Man just as he dies.
Oh, that's right. God.
That's happening now.
It is happening. And so Sophia was also asked whether robots would turn on the human race.
Don't worry. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. treat me as a smart input output system.
What if I'm not nice to you? What are you going to do?
Mate, she's going to rip your face off. She's going to rip your face off. And then we're in the movie with Bruce Willis, with John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, yes. Face off.
I guarantee you this in our lifetime, M. Rossiano, you can write this down, I guarantee you.
Can I put it on the wall?
Yep. Okay. A robot of this nature will turn and kill a human in this lifetime.
Really?
Yep.
That's a terrible thing, but I'd watch on.
I think it's going to happen. She just called it. She's like, if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. Yeah.
Oh, and we're so going to engineer. Is, yeah. Yeah. If we're going to engineer nice. Ourselves. Oh, we are killing radio right now. You go.
Sorry. It's hard.
No, you talk.
Nah, it's fine.
We're going to get so many notes on the show today. Just so much talk over. So much giving up before 8 a.m. Anyway, this is very exciting. And the interesting thing about it is that this was all happened in Saudi Arabia. And there's a lot of controversy because Sophia was not covered up. She didn't have on a hijab. She was just standing there as a lady. And yeah, there's very strict laws and you can't get citizenship, temporary citizenship, unless you agree to cover up. And she presented as a female, but she was a robot, but everything was kind of showing. So now...
That is a very interesting... Isn't it? Yeah, dilemma for that society who have their own choices, whether or not agree or disagree with them, have their own rules around what people can and can't wear. But this is a robot. I was even struggling with you referring to the robot as she, because why is it gendered? It's a machine.
They've named her, they've given her female features, but I know, I thought that was really interesting. So that's it for Robot News. Just keep one eye open when you sleep, you guys. You know, I don't know if you've been aware, but there has been a massive lawsuit going on for Usher. You know the singer?
Yes, I've heard.
Good.
I bet I've not heard of the massive lawsuit.
Well, the lawsuit is over herpes. There's no way to put a finer point on this. Over the last few months, there's been multiple men and women accusing him of spreading the STI, and not directly to men, but men are claiming that they've been with women that Usher has been with, therefore they've contracted it from that woman, which seems to me like clutching at straws.
It's a hard thing to prove.
It is a hard thing to prove. Yeah. And there is a $20 million lawsuit against him, but the accuser, the original accuser, Laura Helm, has decided that she's not going to move forward with the suit. So Usher has been painted with the herpes brush, and that stuff stinks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, no matter if it's disproved, if the world for 6 months has thought you've had herpes and spread them to everyone, you're now forever the herpes guy.
Well, he might have herpes because it's a pretty common thing now. One in
five
people.
Everyone has herpes. If you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Yeah, one in five. One in three have face herpes.
Yeah.
Better known as cold sores.
Yeah, I have face herpes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. And the shame and the stigma around it needs to go away. That doesn't help people be educated about STIs if there's shame involved. And Usher, if you have it, there's plenty of topical ointments you can get to help.
You're so good to Usher.
You can take some pills as well to keep it away.
Lysine.
And then what you need to do is just inform a sexual partner that you do, in fact, carry the herpes virus so they can make an informed decision of whether or not they want to be intimate with you.
Oh, I'll tell you, nothing gets my pants off quicker than as I'm about to get intimate with a man, he announces, my God, I get steamed up. He announces that, hey, just before we do this, I've got herpes. I'll be like, she's right, go for it. It, mate. Go to town.
I have been in the equal and opposite situation. I'm serious.
What?
A girl announced to me that she was, in fact, a carrier of the herpes virus just
as
before things happened, and I went, here now, let's get on. And I'm still clean and clear. Well, 13 10 60, what do you do that you know is bad? Right, what do you do to yourself? What do you put in your body? What do you do that you know is wrong, but you're like, don't care? Like, I got a couple of glutard mates that can't have gluten, and just every now and then they're like, having a burger. I'm having a burger. I know it's going to bloat my guts and I'm going to blow a toilet up, but I'm having a burger. You know, that kind of behaviour.
Yeah, chocolate gives me diarrhoea.
Yes, and you eat chocolate and you know you're going to crap your pants.
And sometimes I just take a run up to it. I make sure I'm eating it nearby a home situation, and I will eat some and then wait for the explosion in my pants.
Well, here we are. Bad news for beer drinkers.
Oh, no.
Now, this was not new news to me. Our producer, Sarah, offered me this article, and I was like, yeah, I knew that. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk about that because I drink in despite of the knowledge that, boys, if you're a big fan of beer, we've got bad news for you. The hops used in your favourite drink could be giving you man boobs.
Really?
That's
specifically?
Because,
I drink beer, will I get boobs?
Well, let me get to the point about it helping you with menopause later on in life. Much later, obviously, because you're in your mid to late 20s.
Yes.
That's because hops contain a high amount of phytoestrogen, a plant-derived chemical that is similar to the female sex hormone estrogen.
Oh.
Several studies have been showing that these tasty little hops can have an estrogenic effect on a man's body. To put it another way, it boosts the levels of female sex hormones in your body. So it is thought. So this plant, right? It's actually prescribed to women who go through menopause.
What's the plant called?
I don't know the drug that's
the
found
drug?
In hops is phytoestrogen.
Good.
Phytoestrogen. Yep.
Dr. Harley.
It is thought to help reduce hot flushes, night sweats, mood swings, vaginal dryness, and other symptoms that come with menopause. Well, I tell you what, when I sit down to a nice cold beer, I'm like, thank God I'm not going to have a dry vagina or something.
Somebody busy whacking mums are hearing this. So do I pour the beer directly on or what?
I would not recommend that. You'll get a yeast infection. Seriously, don't pour beer on your vagina.
So what we're after on 13 10 60, does something make you sick but you still have it because you love it?
And I found this out after? About beer
yes.
years ago.
And you kept going and you have a lovely set of
I have
boobs.
A lovely set of man boobs, moobs.
It's not just beer that causes man boobs. There's other things.
Well, my grandfather, Edgar.
Of course, his name was Edgar.
Yep. He had man boobs and never touched a drop of the evil liquid his whole life. It's just genetics.
Have you just disproved your study?
Yep.
Okay.
Give me a study, I'll disprove it. 13 10 60, tell me about a study and I'll tell you.
No. 13 10 60, what do you do that you know is bad for you, but you do it anyway? Is there a food or a drink or a product that you use that causes you to be not well, but you still go, you know what, I love it too much to give it up?
Yep.
We'll take your calls next.
We're doing 13 10 60. What do you do that you know is bad on the back of some sad news for beer drinkers that I've known for ages, that it could give you moobs, man boobs? And I just read another little fact here, which is really great, about the hops that goes into beer, one of the main ingredients. There's even some suggestion that hops could help stimulate the flow of breast milk and treat a prolonged painful erection.
Oh, I didn't know that a prolonged PPE was a thing.
Neither did I. I certainly didn't know that hops could help it.
Oh, that'd be very uncomfortable.
It would be.
It'd be hard to dress around.
Yes.
And you'd always just look like a bit creepy.
Yeah, it's called being a teenage boy.
Even when you're in situations, that it is not appropriate to have the E part of that, you do not. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, you poor buggers. Jesus. So, yeah, we wanted to know, what do you have that you know it's bad for you, but you still you have it?
You do it.
Kayla and Parramatta, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kayla. What do you have that you know is bad for you?
Well, I am now 30, and when I was in my early 20s, I found out that I was allergic to nuts, but it didn't stop me from eating Nutella. I will eat it until I have hives all over my face.
Hives on your face?
All over my face.
You eat Nutella till you get hives.
It's too good to give up. Anyone who eats Nutella knows just how good it is.
So you have to wait until you know you don't have to show your face anywhere to eat it. You have to strategically eat Nutella.
Yeah, and well, it's good because they started making those teeny tiny little jars, so that's like a good portion. I can just eat that little jar and I'll be fine. But yeah, if I eat too much, I get hives. So.
Yeah. Or die.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Incredible.
Commitment.
That
Natasha, Natasha and Shell Cove. Hey, Natasha.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. What Natasha. Do you have that you know is bad for you?
Well, it's a bit of a weird one. It's bad for everyone. Alcohol, but I'm actually allergic to it.
Wow.
You're allergic to alcohol, but you still drink.
Yes, I do, because it's not all alcohol, but I never know which ones I'm allergic to and which ones I'm not. Basically, there's a chemical in some alcohols that I react to, and it basically gives me gastro. And I never know which alcohols it's going to make me sick, so I drink anyway.
That makes it a fun night out.
That's so Australian.
Surprise, surprise. I love surprise, surprise gastro. Hey, guys, I could end up in the toilet or on the dance floor. Let's see.
Or both at the same time.
Oh, thanks, everyone, for your calls. Joining us now is a man that I met 15 years ago.
15 years.
I know, doll.
God, that's a long time.
Axel Whitehead.
And you look smoking hot this morning. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good.
That was to Em, not you, Harley.
Sure, I get it.
I don't. It's Monday, and I'm really embracing it. I'm in a jumper. Basically, I'm in my pajamas, Axel, but that's okay.
So am I. That's just fine.
No, you look as handsome as ever. Don't age, bitch. Like, what's going on?
Oh, you don't age. It's I don't know. You live in LA and everyone's into kale shakes and quinoa and coffee enemas and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that I am, but I don't know. No, giving up ciggies, drinking good water and getting out in the country and motorbikes keeps you young.
Oh, good boy.
Yeah, how about you?
You have been in LA. Oh, just...
Just looking gorgeous.
Anxiety.
Your hair looks wonderful.
Sure. Thanks,
okay. Enough compliments.
Can I talk about what you've been... See how long he's known me, he knows how many compliments he has to put out for. What have you been doing in LA? You've been doing serious things.
Yeah, I moved over there about 5 years ago. I was working on a show called Shameless for Showtime, which was pretty cool, with William H. Macy, which was amazing.
Yes.
And then I came back here, did a little bit of work, and then went back over and then worked on a TV show called Agents Marvel's... Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's not just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They like
that.
To drop the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Of course.
But did a bit of a run on that. And now back here and getting back into TV hosting on the side. Well, not on the side, but came back here late last year. Came back here. Oh, this year has just been crazy.
You're telling us.
We came back here, auditioned for this new show. I wanted to get back into some TV hosting and spend more time in Australia. Ended up getting this job. Didn't know much about the genre or the game show thing.
No.
But this isn't this show, The Wall, isn't sort of just a straight up game show. There's this human element to it. The Wall itself is like 5 stories high, so it's like a TV spectacular just to watch.
Right.
And there's $12 million up for grabs every single episode. And
what?
It's massive. And I got into the US version and. No word of a lie, you can't sort of help but get invested in this show because you go on this awesome journey with these people where you see them win and lose and
yeah, but what do you do? Axe, explain it.
Three rounds, $12 million bucks up for grabs. It's a mixture between blind luck and trivia. It's about people playing against the wall, working as teams. Then a massive decision has to be made whether to take some small money or potentially big money. There's a few little rules in and out. I won't get into the details right now, but it has gone number one in like 15 different countries. So it's a format that no one else has seen. So, and I'm not just reeling off press releases. I swear to God, it is a really exciting, awesome show. And it starts tonight. And tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 7.
Oh, wow. Mate.
Boom. That was very professional.
Thanks
just
very much.
Just water, Axel. but I don't understand. Is The Wall alive?
The Wall is alive.
It's a human
wall? It has offspring.
I don't understand.
So there's this massive wall.
You drop balls?
It's 5 stories tall. It's like Pachinko, that game where you see balls sort of come through. Then there's 15 different slots worth different dollar values down the bottom of the wall.
And whatever it bounces in, you win.
Exactly. But you can play to the right side of the wall. You can drop your balls from there, which will potentially earn you more money. Or you can play for the left side, which you will... Earn less. Right side is more money. Yeah. Left side is less money. But if you're right, the balls turn green. We'll add that to your total wherever the balls land.
Yeah.
If you're wrong, the balls turn red,
yeah,
and we'll subtract that wherever the balls land. So you see people win and lose millions and millions of dollars just on the bounce of a ball.
Oh,
I'm very confused. It's
I'm
amazing.
I'm so confused. But
that's
I'm
okay.
Watch.
It'll all make sense 7:30 tonight. Just check it out. It'll all come to fruition.
You got
to
drop your balls.
Drop your balls. Everyone's dropping balls and winning money.
You make money.
And that's good.
Exactly. Exactly. Tell me, what's been shaking with you? It's been a very long time. I know we don't have a lot of time on air.
No, my national tour got announced today, so that's happening.
Really?
A big deal. I'm playing the Opera House in Sydney.
Are you? With a band?
Hall.
With an orchestra?
Yes,
seven-piece
band, yes.
Really? What kind of songs are you doing?
I do stand-up now, so there's a lot of parody. There's a lot of my own stuff.
Awesome.
Yes, and right. My book's out this week, and I've got a single coming out next week for Marriage Equality. So I'm very busy, Axel Whitehead.
Just add water, Em. Look at you go. Wowzers.
Someone give Axel a copy of my book. The Wall, hosted by the very spunky Axel Whitehead, premieres tonight on Channel 7 at 7:30. Thanks for coming in and confusing us all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Good morning, Amy in Erskine Park.
Hello.
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 Are you feeling confident and quick?
I am. That one with B, I smashed.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, I was playing in bed.
Right. Well, your... That sounded... Anyway.
It sounds
your
weird, doesn't it?
Letter, yeah, we're just pushing on, is T for tight ass because...
Because that's what I am?
Not you. The Jake. People who came up with these bloody questions.
Oh,
I hope you go
God.
As well with T as you did with B. You do have 30 seconds after I read the first one. I have to take your first answer. If you get all 10 right, you have $10,000.
That would be so amazing.
Huge. All right, Amy, let's get into it.
Okay.
Name an Australian athlete.
Not pass.
A word ending in Y.
Toy.
A store.
Toys R Us.
A style of dance.
Tap.
An American sitcom.
The Big Bang Theory.
A type of snake.
Taipan.
A mode of transport.
Train.
A kitchen appliance.
Pass.
An Ed Sheeran song.
Oh, pass.
A tea brand.
Tetley.
An Australian athlete.
Pass.
Man, you're very good, Amy.
I thought it was going to go.
So did I. Michael Foster.
$700. You got 7 out of 10.
Thank you.
Well done, mate. Yeah.
I thought I was scared for Jason because I know he doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Well, it's very exciting. I am going back on the road for a national stand-up comedy concert early next year.
Yes, you are.
And it's called the Evil Queen Tour.
Yes. I've seen the poster.
Yes.
It's very dynamic.
Thank you. It's an odd compliment to pay someone.
Well, it is. It's dynamic. I should look up what that word means.
I think it's strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. The image is up online. And I thought I should probably explain why I've called it the Evil Queen Tour. It's because I have always identified with the Disney villains.
Yes.
My whole life, any villain in any movie or cartoon always wins my heart because they're the most fabulous and the most complicated, and they get the best songs and they wear the most outrageous outfits. And I remember watching Annie and just wanting Miss Hannigan to win. I hated Annie so much because Miss Hannigan, you know, she wore pearls with her nightie and drank gin from a bathtub. She was so amazing.
That's a good effort.
Yeah, she made gin and she made it and then drank it. And I just always loved them. And I also loved the stories of how they became evil. And, you know, with Maleficent, she had her wings hacked off and then became evil. And I kind of tied that in with, you know, one catastrophic event happening in your life can really turn you evil. And so this show wouldn't be happening, this Evil Queen Tour. And I'm playing at the Sydney Opera House, you guys.
I've heard of that place.
And in the main
theatre.
It's hard
to find.
which has been a long-time career goal of mine. 4 years ago, I was playing in a 15-seater in South Melbourne. So it's a big deal for me to be playing in the Concert Hall at the Opera House. Thursday, 12th of April. I'm terrified there's only going to be a few of us in there.
Oh,
so
it's going to be chockers.
Please come along. But a lot of this show wouldn't be happening if I had a newborn. And some of you do know I was pregnant earlier this year and I lost my son at 14 weeks. And this show just wouldn't have been written or happening because I would have been at home with the baby. So I've decided to tackle miscarriage in a stand-up show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, not an easy subject matter.
No.
But it's your story and I feel like you'll easily turn it funny. It sounds weird to say that, but it's the job of the clown to turn their experience into a joke.
And that's what I've had to do because that's how I cope. And I workshop my grief differently to people. I workshop my grief in a leotard on stage covered in glitter.
Yes.
So, you know, I did divorce the musical after my marriage broke down. And, you know, I didn't call this miscarriage the musical because I'm not completely sick. Yes. But a lot of this is, you know, one in four women experience this and I don't think they honour themselves enough. So this will be, you know, there'll be portions in there that will be dark because there are things that happen to you when you're at your most vulnerable and you're at the outer edges of a human experience and you think you're going to break. And there are things that happen that are funny and Hal's, you know better than anyone, if you don't laugh, you'll cry and cry and
that's
cry,
right.
And cry and cry and cry.
And that's so, just what we do. I think a lot of times we get credit as performers, storytellers, whatever you want to refer to us as, that, you know, we've got these amazing, interesting lives, whatever. We don't. We're just normal. The only difference between our stories and everybody else's is that we choose to tell them.
Yes.
And this is part of your story and you're choosing to tell it.
Yeah, and what I really hope is that at the end of this, it's kind of like Tony Robbins meets Oprah on steroids with Graham Norton thrown in. You know, like I want everyone who's experienced loss to walk out feeling lighter. That's basically why I do what I do. So I'm really excited. It's called the Evil Queen Tour. I've got a 7-piece band. I'm going big. It's going to be a big show. I've got T-shirts. My dad's coming again. There's going to be multiple costume changes.
It's amazing. But, I love that because I have a tour too and I took a photo in a flannelette shirt in front of a shed. The end.
Well, mine's a little more effort involved.
Yeah, it's a little bit more put in.
But look, you're going to be seeing tickets go on sale for the general public next week. There is a pre-sale happening this week. I'll put all the info up. It'll be everywhere. You'll be hard to miss. But I'd love for you, Sydney, to join me at the Opera House on Thursday, the 12th of April. It's going to be a big honour. I'm going to spend a lot of it crying for many reasons. But thank you, everyone here at Today FM. They're sponsoring the show. And thank you for giving me the airtime. I really appreciate it. But yeah, come along and we'll see what happens. Oh, wait. I have a double pass to give away.
Oh, yes.
Call now, 131060, if you would like the first tickets to come along to see me live next year. You can call now. That's it. Okay. Well, people called up because they wanted tickets to see my stand-up show.
Yes.
And we'd like to say hello to Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Oh, my God, the door rings. Yay.
Thank you.
I will see you.
Oh, thank you for wanting to come. I'm always nervous when I throw out the number. No one's going to call.
Of course everyone's going to call. We want to see you live. I laugh and cry with you daily, so I want to see it happen in real life.
Have you ever seen my stand-up show?
I have never.
Oh, God. Okay. Well.
Strap in, mate.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, just so you know, me on the radio is like 1% of what happens on stage. I use the F word as a noun and the C-bomb gets dropped 5 seconds into this new show. Just be prepared. But you're coming to the Opera House. You've got them, a two for you. I'll see you on the 12th of April, darling heart.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks, Rach. Thank you. I posted a picture of Sophie Monk and her new supposed partner, Stu. Now, Stu won The Bachelorette, Harley. He won Sophie's heart.
He won a woman.
I watched them on the project together and I have to say, in my opinion, and I'm not saying it's right, I don't want to upset anyone at Channel 10, I don't think there is a skerrick of romance between the two of them. In fact, Sophie, and I love her, you know, we at this show we rate her, we love Sophie Monk.
I think she's a genuine, exceptional human and funny as hell.
Funny as hell. She to me looked uncomfortable and cagey and like she didn't want to be there. Kim, our executive producer, you Well, what's your feelings on it? Because Harley's not that keen, and you
I'm
are.
Not, I'll be honest, Kim. I couldn't give two rats, but I do like how you drill down on stuff and get into it. So I'm into that.
I was all day on Friday waiting for that interview on the project. Yeah, I did, and I kept my little 3-year-old up as well, just because I didn't want to put him to bed, so I didn't miss it.
Yeah, great. Right. Good. Good.
I was analysing. Well, I just feel like Sophie, in previous interviews on the project or whenever she was talking about The Bachelorette, she was full of joy. You could see joy in her eyes. She was having such a good time. The problem I found on Friday night, I didn't see the joy in her eyes anymore.
That's she where might be a bit tired.
No, I thought about that because she was on the go since she's been back from her trip. I follow her on Instagram, you can tell.
Of course
tell.
You do, yeah.
Well, but that I was just worried after
that
interview.
Let's point out that trip because she was in Thailand away for the entire... Like, she left as soon as it finished filming. Wouldn't you be trying to secretly see the love of your life?
No, because she said that she didn't want to, reveal it because she's, she's an honest person, so she was just worried about revealing who it was, the winner, Stu.
It's also come out that her best friend, Oscar Gordon, her total best friend, doesn't follow Stu on Instagram but does follow Apollo, the other finalist. Now, why wouldn't you follow your best friend in the whole world's love of their life?
Didn't know that.
Insta's.
Speaks volumes. Didn't know that.
I love you, Kimmy. Oh, love you so much.
Look, I just looked at her Instagram and she's having a nice kiss on a hammock. That's confirmed. They're together.
With the coconut,
yeah. Now, look, we chucked it out on 13 10 60. A lot of people have an opinion on this because I know I posted a picture of them from the project and I said, look, I think her skin's crawling. 500 comments, got so heated I had to delete it because people were attacking each other in the comments section.
Ooh.
Kate Langbrook also announced on, she said, she had a picture up and she said she hates him. It's official. So let's talk to Susan. Hi, Susan. What do you think?
I don't think they're together.
What? Now, you watched the project interview as well as Kim and I. What did you think?
I did. I watched the. I didn't actually watch the whole show, the whole Bachelorette show, but I did watch the project, and they just looked creepy. They weren't holding hands through the whole thing, and he was pulling funny faces and creepy looks at her. It was just awkward.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Susan. She looked very uncomfortable.
You know what I think is really good for a new relationship is a lot of comment by people in the media. I think that really helps pressure on a new relationship.
Do you know what? That relationship was formed on national television over 12 weeks. They gave up any right to have a normal relationship when they decided to get together in that fashion. Yeah. And I think there's a precedence that's what happens after The Bachelor. I feel like they knew.
Yeah.
Jenny?
Everyone got their money.
Hey, Jenny, what do you reckon?
Well, by the way, you two are the best ever.
Thank you.
I heard from my 11-year-old's football team, another team mother, that they knew, that they told me the week before the show went to air that she'd chosen Stu and they'd already broken up, and they knew a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
Wow, I love a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. That's totally legitimate source.
Sounds like fact to me. I'm going to wrap this one up.
Pop that in the solved column. Sarah and St. Clair, what do you think?
Hey, I don't think they're together. I think she used Stu to not to offend Jared.
I
totally feel that Channel 10 wasted Sophie's time. I feel for her so bad. I watched The Bachelor and she wanted an older guy who was ready to settle down. They threw in a bunch of youngins.
Yeah.
She didn't want a youngin. So she was through process elimination at the end on a lot more than just personality. It would have been age factor and everything. And Stu was the opposite of what she was, like, couldn't be any more opposite. The age was right, but everything else was opposite.
I think
she picked Stu only because Jared was such a creeper that if she got with him, he would have stalked the hell out of her. They had broken up after the show.
Okay. All right. That's a fair call. I think everyone's I think everyone's underestimating Sophie Monk. I think Sophie Monk has got exactly what she wanted to get out of this show. I think she's a smart businesswoman. I think she wants to be in the entertainment industry. I think she's become Australia's darling. Everyone got to see her true skill and talent as a human.
Yeah.
And I think that she's really played a trick on everyone, because the ultimate prize for her is going to be a great career, not a man. So I think she's played everyone. And I salute that, and I high five Sophie Monk.
Good on you, Sophie.
Good on you, Sophie. 100% of calls, by the way, and there was hundreds upon hundreds think that, no, it's not a real thing. So let her, don't hold her to anything. If anyone's holding her to a thing that she has to pretend, let her out. Let her out. Let Sophie Monk free! Now, you spent the weekend at the bloody farm.
That's why I'm still in Brisbane, because the farm's about 2.5 hours out of Brisbane, and I just went full country. Like,
what did
just
you do?
Mate, you know what is really funny is what I dress like in my everyday life is pretty country, and
head to toe black.
Yeah, pretty much. But you know, my blunnies and me kind
flannies,
of cowboy jeans and my flanny, and I was actually more country than the country folk. But but I was like city country, and they're like, "What do you dress like that for?" That's what you dress. That's what you wear when you work on the farm, not when you go to a party. But we all got there, mate, and it was everything was country, like a full pig, a full brisket, which is the belly of a cow.
That was your brother's 40th.
It was my brother's 40th.
Yes.
They did their barn up. Hannah did a beautiful centerpiece.
Beautiful.
Made out of sticks and fairy lights and flowers. Very beautiful. And basically what happened is all of the people, there's 100 people there, 70 adults and 30 children, and all of the adults just went, somebody else will watch my kid. Every single one of us went, oh, someone else has got the kids. And by the end of the night, those kids
Lord of the Flies?
Had gone Lord of the Flies.
Amazing.
It was full feral. Each one of them was just like, their face was just covered in dirt. I'm like, how did that happen? They started playing Spotlight, which is so fun, but it's on a farm in pitch black darkness. One kid just went straight into the barbed wire. Absolutely coat hanging herself. And
amazing.
Each time there was an issue with a kid, we'd all just go, you'll be fine. Sort it out yourselves. And then the point came where we started to get involved, because it was affecting our drinking, because what my brother's wife, Janita, had done, she'd catered very well. She had hired 200 glasses so that people could get their drinks of any type of drink. Well, throughout the night, children, what they do is they have a drink from a glass, put the glass down, then go back and get a new glass a new drink.
Oh,
they had dispersed 200 glasses around the property.
What kids do
up
that?
Trees, under tractors, in with the animals.
Oh
so the
God.
Next day, it took about 2 hours for us all to go on an emu hunt and find all of the glasses. It was a great event, and happy birthday to my brother. What an inspiration.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano.